The last two popes have been from outside of Italy, but this is the first Holy Father, I think, from outside Europe in 1,000 years. I honestly can't name the last one from a land other than a continent other than Europe, but this is the first one outside of Europe in all that time.
Why is it so significant that this person comes from the Americas, in your mind?
Because, as I just said, it's the fastest growing part of the church. In the Southern Hemisphere, the church is growing faster than in the North. And I just think it's recognizing the vitality and youth of those churches. It's also, I should have said, the youngest part of the church. And I just think it's appropriate, reasonable, and expected, though I'm pleasantly surprised about this, that as we move from Italy to Poland 30 years ago, 32 years ago, we moved from Italy to Germany 7 or 8 years ago, that we extend that. And I would expect that these three steps in a row away from Italy would indicate that that's only going over time to be spread more and more around the world, because the church is much more global now than, what I mean to say is we're much more aware now of the global church than we used to be before such wonderful media as you represent made the world such a small place in terms of being aware of one another.
What are your thoughts on being the first Jesuit?
Well, personally, I'm delighted about that. I have a very strong and affectionate ties to the Jesuit community. I did, I think it was 7.5 years of higher education with the Jesuits. Jesuits in my priesthood and Episcopal ministry have been wonderful mentors to me, spiritual directors, friends. So I'm quite delighted that a member of the Jesuit order, the Society of Jesus, is the first Jesuit I believe ever to be. There's a certain irony to that because I forget the exact dates in the, but there was a suppression of the Jesuits a few centuries ago by one of the popes, and now the Jesuit is the pope. So it shows you how things evolve and understandings change, and people change and groups change. So I'm very delighted. I thought immediately of our wonderful Jesuit brothers at McQuay Jesuit High School here. I'm sure they're celebrating tonight. I hope they are. Oh, I don't think there'll be any significant impact. Obviously, he will appoint the next bishop, surely. But I do not think it will alter the process by which it happens. He ultimately will, as his predecessor would have, upon recommendation by the Congregation for Bishops, who will present the Holy Father with three names. He will either choose one of them or ask for further options. So I don't think his election, aside possibly from slowing down the process slightly, and I'm not even sure that would happen. Otherwise, I don't think it would have much impact.
What direction do you see this pope taking the Catholic Church?
You know, I don't really know, based on any knowledge I have of him. But I think by virtue of his place of origin and his experience of ministry, to me it says the cardinals want the eyes from, experience of, the burgeoning church in the Southern Hemisphere to be represented in this crucial ministry in our very large communion. That's the only conjecture I can make of it. I can only assume that the cardinals who do know this gentleman much better than I ever will see in him personal qualities that they find make him a suitable and apt candidate for the ministry. He's a very well-educated man. I do not know his language capacities, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was multilingual. I'll be curious to hear that as time goes by. I've read that he leads a pretty simple life. He had vows of poverty as a Jesuit, and he no longer has vows of poverty as Cardinal Archbishop, but he chose to live simply. And by that, I mean he lived in a small apartment, and I read that he prepared his own food and took public transport to his office and that sort of thing. I find that kind of attractive and arouses my curiosity about seeing how he'll that will play out in his new ministry. You've seen in the videos of the St. Peter's Basilica today. I don't say one can't live a simple life there, but it would really shine forth if he chose to how he would adapt that simplicity of life to such surroundings. It can be done. It has been done.
A lot of the reaction that I've been hearing today was that this Pope brings a new sign of hope to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? And why do you think that is?
I think it does, for the reasons that, because it breaks old a very old pattern of it being Eurocentric. I mean, just because the Pope is from Europe doesn't make the total church Eurocentric, but to have someone from outside of Europe really raises up that it's not a European church that is farmed out to every other nation, that the church lives and grows and takes birth and goes through its own struggles and joys in the cultures in which they find themselves. And as we know, while Europe has had historically huge influence around the world, it's good to know that everything needn't be mediated by the European experience. So we might have, in some fashion at least, an Argentinian mediation of how the church thinks about itself. And we'll be led by a person whose cultural background and education and much of his ministry was in that nation. I bet they're excited in Argentina tonight.
Yeah. You mentioned that this election of Pope shows how global the Catholic Church is now. And I'm interested to know, that being said, what type of impact do you think that will have on the local Catholic Church in the diversity of this area?
Oh, and I missed, you said global? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed that. Well, I think people already are quite excited to learn more about this individual. And when you have a lot of curiosity, you have a lot of fertile soil to learn and expand your horizons and perhaps generate new understandings. I would think and hope that all of us, as we eagerly try to learn more about this individual, and as we sort of walk with him, especially in the early days of his ministry, I hope he challenges our horizons and makes us think in new ways and calls us to different perspectives than we might be accustomed to in that, Eurocentric kind of model. But it's sort of conjecture, but that would be my hope anyway.
Bishop, between being the first from South America and the first Jesuit, which would you say is more significant?
Being from South America, okay. I think, yes. With all due respect to my dear friends, the Jesuit fathers, I think they would agree with me, actually. Yes, I think it's deeply significant that he's from Latin America. Yeah. I wish I knew all the numbers, but you can easily research that about the relative, the population, Catholic population of Latin America vis-a-vis North America, Europe, etc. I think it's the highest Catholic population in the world, but I could obviously be corrected on that, but I think that's accurate.
Excuse me. It occurs to me that this is the first pope in 600 years that has a predecessor whom he can turn to for counsel if he so wishes. And
good point.
Once there's a new bishop in Rochester, I'm wondering if it's occurred to you that you and Pope Benedict now have something in common as...
Oh, of course it has. We're both emeritus. We both bear that noble title of emeritus. Yes, I've thought of that often, and people tease me about that. Yes. Yeah. But now we have a pope for whom to pray at the liturgy, and who asked him, I thought, was quite touching. He bowed his head and asked everybody in St. Peter's Square to pray for him today as he began that ministry, which I thought was a very nice, honest, simple touch. Yeah. There's one question you haven't asked me, and I'm very surprised you haven't, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. No, really, I thought you would ask me about his age. Because as I read the media reports and heard them over these days, there was a lot of talk about a younger candidate. And I was a little surprised myself at his age, not disappointed or in any sense feel it's a bad judgment. I was just simply surprised that he was of that age. I suppose I was sort of conditioned by some of the speculation and all that. But I'm told, I heard Cardinal Egan on an interview today, perhaps you did too, over in Rome, who knows this gentleman quite personally. And he said with some emphasis and spirit, please don't think he's frail or feeble. He's anything but that. So, and he looked good and strong to me and the images I saw. So we'll root for him and back him in all ways that we can and wish him well in his service to about a billion people directly and probably lots more indirectly. I hope he gets a good salary for that job. If he gets paid by the head, he's going to be all right, isn't he? But thank you very much for coming, and I really appreciate your help in just publicizing this good news. It's going to mean a lot to a lot of people over some years, so thank you very, very much.
Thanks.